You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
Hello, my name is Peter Bauman, and I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the company ActiveNav. I think my earliest ambition or career path was probably when I was about 7 or 8, and I showed a keen interest in doing wiring. I was always building kind of lighting circuits. I was putting lights and buzzers into models, and I was kind of putting tripwires over my sister's bedrooms, which would send off lights and buzzers so we all knew where they were. That kind of morphed into an interest in electrical engineering, and not least in the world of theatre. I used to be fascinated when you would go to the theatre and looking at all the lights. I think I wanted to be a lighting engineer. Surprisingly, that's probably the last time I really had a clear focus on what my career was. I went to something that's known as an industrial sandwich course in electrical engineering. It was actually electronics and communications. When I came out of that, I worked for 4 years or so. I traveled a lot. I enjoyed it, but I kind of realized it wasn't really for me. It wasn't what I wanted to do. So in my early 20s, I went back to college and I took a more conventional course, if you like, in business and finance. And then that took me on my career that I've been on since, or at least my path. I've always been quite entrepreneurial. So through the whole journey, there's been pockets of either independent entrepreneurship, where I've set things up myself, through to entrepreneurship within large organizations. And it's only in recent years that I've realized that that is just part of, you know, my makeup. My first real engagement coming back out of college was with what's now known as a startup. At the time, we were the first organization to provide financial and company financials and data on CD-ROMs, which were a completely new thing back then. And so I kind of managed to leverage my interest in the business community, financial service world, with my background in early computers. But that was my first foray into a mixture of adding value to data to turn it into information. One of the things that's been common on the journey is the value of data. And if you do a good job of aggregating that data, you can clean it and you can score it, which then gives you information, which itself has inherent value in it. One of the things that kind of attracted me to some of the work that was going on originally at Southampton University and an early version of ActiveNav was this ability to look at large quantities of unstructured data with no prior knowledge of what was in that data or that information. We started to shine a light on the data to provide this discovery capability, the workflow to remediation on unstructured digital data. And that's what we did, and that's the journey we've been on since. The real challenge is, what do you do with all this information that's coming back at you? It's not getting hold of the data that matters so much. It's what do you do with it? The risk that you're carrying is significant. And that's where the whole cyber to privacy play comes in. And having that data out there, maybe hosted in somebody else's environment, but not knowing what it is, and essentially waiting for the day that it may be breached, is a very, very real risk. I like the people around me to take ownership, control their own destinies. I don't think they need me or any other kind of executive really to be there telling them what to do on a daily basis. And so it's one of empowerment, it's one of fairness, and building the right culture where people are comfortable, they can share challenges and problems, and I'd like to say safe to fail. And that's hard. I think those cultures are driven very much from the top down. This is a growth market. It's not going away anytime soon. I think there's decades of work to be done. I think we're only at the start of really dealing with this challenge. For newcomers, I think you want to keep a very open mind. You want to understand those different facets. And so understand, you know, why intruders are trying to get into people's networks. If you can have a technical awareness, if you have a feel for the technologies, how they work, if you have a feel for why organizations care, and then you have a broad familiarity of all the different approaches, solutions, architectures out there, I think you could be setting yourself up for a really exciting career. Ultimately, cyber matters because of the data we and organizations hold. And that is, for me, the final frontier to provide the protection, the security, and the peace of mind that we all desire.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Sixsense. Sixsense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixsense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose Sixsense, visit Sixsense.com.